be particular. There are more cherry trees all in bloom. I've always heard that Prince Edward Island was the prettiest place in the world. But am I talking too much? People are always telling me I do. Would you rather I didn't talk? If you say so, I'll stop. I can stop when I make up my mind to it. People are always laughing at me because I use big words. But if you have big ideas, you have to use big words to express them, haven't you?
Well, now, that seems reasonable.
Mrs. Spencer said your place was named Green Gables, and there were trees all around it. I was gladder than ever. I just love trees. Is there a brook?
Well, now, yes, there's one right below the house.
Fancy! It's always been one of my dreams to live near a brook. Just now, I feel pretty perfectly happy. I can't feel exactly perfectly happy because, well, what color would you call this braid?
It's red, ain't it?
Yes, it's red. Now you see why I can't be perfectly happy. Nobody could who had red hair. I don't mind the other things so much. The freckles and the green eyes and my skinniness. I can imagine them away, but I cannot imagine that red hair away. I do my best. I think to myself, now my hair is a glorious black, black as the raven's wing. But all the time I know it is just plain red, and it breaks my heart. Mrs. Spencer says, Mr. Cuthbert!
We haven't very far to go now, only another mile.
Mr. Cuthbert, that place we came through, that white place, what was it?
Well, now, you must mean the avenue. It is a kind of a pretty place.
Pretty? Oh, pretty doesn't seem the right word to use, nor beautiful either. I don't think they go far enough. Oh, it was wonderful, wonderful. But they shouldn't call that lovely place the avenue. They should call it, let me see, the White Way of Delight. Isn't it otherworldly?
That's the frogs over in Barry's pond.
Oh, I don't like that name either. I shall call it, let me see, the Lake of Shining Waters.
We're pretty near home now. That's Green Gables.
Oh, don't tell me. Let me guess. It's the house farthest back from the road. The white one with the blossoming trees. That's it, isn't it?
Well, now, you've guessed it. But I reckon Mrs. Spencer described it so as you could tell.
No, she didn't. Really, she didn't. But just as soon as I saw it, I felt it was home. Do you know, I've been pinching myself all day. I was so afraid it was all a dream. But this time, it's real. And we're nearly home.
Matthew Cuthbert, who's that? Where is the boy?
There wasn't any boy. There was only her.
No boy? Well, there must have been a boy. We sent word to Mrs. Spencer to bring a boy.
Well, she didn't. She brought her. I asked the station master. I had to bring her home. She couldn't be left there, no matter where the mistake had come in.
Well, this is a pretty piece of business.
Oh, you don't want me. You don't want me because I'm not a boy. I might have expected it. Nobody ever did want me. I might have known it was all too beautiful to last. Oh, what shall I do? I'm going to burst into tears.
Well, there's no need to cry so about it.
Yes, there is need. You would cry, too, if you were an orphan and had come to a place you thought was going to be home and found that they didn't want you because you weren't a boy. Oh, this is the most tragical thing that ever happened to me.
Well, don't cry anymore. We're not going to turn you out of doors tonight. You'll have to stay here until we investigate the affair. What's your name?
Will you please call me Cordelia?
Call you Cordelia? Is that your name?
No, but it's such a perfectly elegant name.
I don't know what on earth you mean. If Cordelia isn't your name, what is?
Anne Shirley. But, oh, please do call me Cordelia. Anne is such an unromantic name.
Unromantic fiddlesticks. Anne is a real good, plain, sensible name. You've no need to be ashamed of it.
Oh, I'm not ashamed of it. But if you must call me Anne, please call me Anne spelled with an E.
Very well, then. Anne spelled with an E. Can you tell us how this mistake came to be made? We sent word to Mrs. Spencer to bring us a boy. Were there no boys at the asylum?
Oh, yes. There was an abundance of them. But Mrs. Spencer said distinctly that you wanted a girl.